prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Thursday, which means during the first hour, I'll be joined by my co-host Ken O'Neill to do an episode of Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio when we discuss peak performance, the chi of Aikido, acting, psychotherapy, and regenesis with John Sense. And then during the second hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Dominic D'Agostino and Patrick Arnold to talk about the next generation of spontaneous ketosis supplements. How you doing, Ken?
I'm doing well. How are you, Carl?
Wonderful, wonderful. Are you all ready for this holiday season?
I'm all ready.
Are you prepared to push back at the forced festivities? No?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm a hedonist, man.
Yeah, I know. Any reason
you
to enjoy, right? Any reason to enjoy.
The thing with a life and physical culture is you develop taste, you know. It's not like going by a rule book of what you can and can't eat. It becomes an orientation all its own.
Yeah, because you actually start looking when you eat, and I hate to use the word clean because it's become ubiquitous, like the word healthy, which means nothing. If you ask five people, you know, if they eat healthy, they all say yes. But when you look at what's in their grocery carts, it's debatable. But when you eat an ancestral diet, it is what you look for, and when you deviate from that, you end up not being as satisfied.
Correct.
Yeah, so it makes it very, very easy. You know, this is fast becoming a very popular show. Do you know that?
No.
I know I've been promising to get you numbers, but over this holiday, I'm going to do a thorough analysis of all the downloads and get that to you post-haste, okay?
What's your guess on our listenership?
I don't know. It's hard to say, but I think we're averaging okay, keep in mind that when we post a show, we have about three waves of downloads. The first group of downloads come within the first hours of the show being posted. And those are the people who use aggregator type software like iTunes and Stitcher, because they automatically get the feed updated without thought. Then you have the second generation of people who actually manually update their MP3 lists that they subscribe to. That could take the next week. And then we have the third wave, which occurs over the course of the next 4 months, believe it or not.
Huh.
And then after that, shows continue to get downloaded. In a single year, a single episode of Superhuman Radio can, a single episode, like, you know, what we're doing today, could end up with close to half a million downloads over the course of a year. Just that one episode.
I anticipate it growing next year. With the 2 weeks of the holiday period, I've got a lot of work to do, writing, developing. We're about to take a quantum leap in organization of what we're doing, making it much more explicit, accessible, and maybe not so esoteric or different, but the pulse of where evolution's going. That hasn't been laid out too much.
You know, I was having a discussion on Facebook this morning, and then after we finish this little banter, we'll get into the show. I was having a discussion on Facebook this morning with a fellow. We were talking about organic chocolate is not really organic anymore. There's lots of pesticides used and genetically modified variants out there, especially from the cocoa coming from the Ivory Coast. So we're actually going to do a show about this. And, you know, I've always been a staunch believer that hybridization leverages natural selection. But, you know, I'm a student as well as a disciple. And I'm malleable. I'm always willing to change my position if the change makes sense. If I can apply critical thinking to something and go, wait, that makes sense. I'm not an idealist, ideologically driven person where I'm going to dig my heels in and disagree with logic. And he said, you know, hybridization doesn't force two plants that normally wouldn't hybridize to hybridize. And he said, you know, look at seedless fruit. And I thought about it for a second. I thought, oh, my God, he's right, because seedless fruit is an example of the opposite of natural selection. It would be like men without testicles or women without ovaries. They would not reproduce. They would not be selected for. They would be erased from the gene pool. So hybridization is another form of aberration in agriculture today. When you talk about evolution, we have so many things out there that are anti to evolution today. It's scary.
Well, the term I'm going to use, and hang on to your seat because it's a 50-cent word, maybe a helium-filled word, huh, is volitional or intentional mutagenesis. What's mutagenesis mean? That means genetic mutation. But it means the act of mutating. And from my perspective, and I think a lot of other people's too, the next step in evolution is more than just hybridization. It's syncretization, which means a bunch of stuff being brought together that, as Fred Hatfield enjoys saying, where 1 + 1 + 1 is greater than 3.
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense.
And because a lot of us is dormant. And with our new sciences, what we're looking at in terms of a dormant potential is becoming more conscious of ourselves and more actualizing of what we are become conscious of. That we become essentially kind of a disruption, going from one step, one embodiment of evolution to a next without a missing link. And it's really appropriate that John's on today because John is an example of that.
Why don't you go ahead and introduce him? I've opened up his mic, so he's been listening to us the whole time. Why don't you introduce John?
Well, John and I share something in common. We both grew up in what today is Silicon Valley when it wasn't Silicon Valley. It was called the Valley of the Heart's Delight, and its principal economy was agriculture. And further than that, we both grew up around the Japanese community. We came from a multicultural environment. And the problem with that is when you grow up in a world of that nature, you take it for granted. You think the rest of the world is that way. So in a way, we were in this ferment of a cultural mutation in which we had a rich variety of cultures. And if you wanted to go have Japanese for lunch today, fine. If you wanted to go have Middle Eastern for dinner, fine. That was all normal food. So for us, normal is a little different than somebody in Kansas City or Tucson, Arizona. And the effect of that is that both of us started exploring the nature of consciousness, the nature of being. John has become very accomplished in four things that might look separate and distinct. But the secret is, and the reason John's on here, is to tell us how they really are integrative as life, as an awakening. What are they? John's a psychotherapist. John's an actor. John is a ninth degree practitioner of Aikido, a ninth degree black belt, very advanced. John can throw people without touching them. John is a practitioner of something not well known called regenesis. Regenesis is a system of learning to access, organize, stabilize, and direct innate biological resources for healing oneself and other people. They're related to Aikido. It's fortuitous. Our guest on January 15th will be Dr. James Oshman, who is probably the top scientist in North America that will explain the scientific depths of what we're going to learn about today as an art and as a way of life and as a lot of practical results. So with that in mind, welcome, John.
John Sench. Did I do that right, John?
Good morning, Carl, good again, morning. And good morning, Ken.
Yes.
Howdy.
I'm very happy to be here with both of you.
So where do you want to start with this discussion, Ken?
Well, I would like to, because actually I've known John for over 40 years, and I don't know the story of what initiated his journey.
I'd be happy to start there. That's a great jumping off spot. I have to correct one thing. I'm not a ninth degree black belt. I'm actually the last time I was rank was in the 1980s, and I've stepped off the ranking politics. So I've been independent since then. But everything else Ken said is true. So starting with that, when I was in high school, one of my teammates had lived in Japan. He's Japanese-American. His father was in the U.S. military, and they lived on a base in Japan. His father was a Japanese woman. And they had ties to the community there. And after wrestling practice one day, my sister had driven us home, and they were telling me stories about this girl who can make herself lighter or heavier at will. And I said, well, what was she doing? I said, well, she could do that because her boyfriend was an Aikido instructor. And so I just marked that in my mind right then, that that's something that I was going to learn when I had the opportunity. So later on, I did have the opportunity, and I started training Aikido with local teachers here in the Bay Area. And I continued my studies. Oh, so that's a 40-year journey now.
About when was that, John?
Pardon me?
About when was that?
1972 was my first formal exposure.
Okay.
Down here at our St. James Park, the community center there. And but the most consistent training started in 74, I would say. And so from 74 on, then the training was very, very consistent. At the same time, I'd finished my teaching credential, taught high school and coached wrestling for a while, and moved more and more into psychology. I actually taught psychology in high school. And then I found a lot of satisfaction working with students on a deeper level, and so I knew I wanted to be a therapist. So I went ahead and got my master's degree and my licensure shortly after that. At the same time, concurrently, I was studying Aikido, and I started work in what we call the healing arts. So at that time, it was different forms of acupressure. And I recognized there was a mind-body connection then. And, of course, this is something that we train and develop in the Aikido all the time. And so I knew I wanted some sort of, as well as the psyche, I wanted something to work with the soma, so with the body, and so the body-mind together. And so I found a lot of interesting things in the acupressure, which eventually led me to Regenesis. And Regenesis is the healing art developed by Robert Rasmussen that he developed over his lifetime. And this is where a lot of things start to come together. Regenesis stimulates an already present energy in the cells, known as fetal energy. It is active when we are generating the bodies we have in the wombs of our mothers. And that's also something that lays dormant in adults, but can be reactivated through the Regenesis process. There's references to this, too, in Robert Becker's book, The Body Electric. Now, his approach is not Regenesis, but he does talk about the same underlying theory and practice. And so all these things where what I noticed in the psychotherapy is many times verbal therapy will only get so far with, say, depression and anxiety and other conditions. What I found was that the Regenesis could go still deeper and could resolve on a nervous system level a lot of psychological issues that people were having. And also, this also carries over into the Aikido, in that I notice with people, this is a reference to what you were talking about earlier, Ken, and I'm very excited to hear that too, is that what I'm looking for at this point when I work with people, whether it's in psychotherapy or doing Regenesis with them or my Aikido students, is making a shift from one state of identity to another, one state of being to another. And so we can see it in the Aikido regularly. I can see it regularly with my clients, and sometimes that will manifest rather rapidly, going from, say, being in a painful state to being in a state of no pain. or even, again, because it does work on a cellular level, you can actually see scar tissue change and fade away, if not diminish altogether. And so that's definitely something that happened on a cellular level. That's more than tissue just relaxing. So, and again, with regards to shift, when I am acting, that's one of the things I'm doing. As I'm getting a hold of the character, I'm making a shift. I'm still me, but I'm me in this certain way. And so that represents a shift. So whatever character I'm playing, it's a somewhat different state of identity, you could say.
John, if you could hold that for a minute, we're about to go into commercial break.
Okay.
We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be right back with John Cench. You're listening to Transevolutionary Fitness Radio here on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
One-two punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, Mass Pro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Woo!
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Hour with Ken O'Neill and myself. We're joined by John Sench. Okay, I kind of interrupted John's thoughts there. He was explaining that that's also some of the strategies and ways that he assimilates into his acting approach as well. Ken, did you want to go from there, or did you have a new question? Or
John, it seems to me that there's a common ground in experientially in all these things.
Yes.
Maybe varying a little bit. Do you get into some kind of flow-like state of consciousness that it's not your normal walking down the street everyday mindset, but it's, shall we say, tuned a little different?
I would say that's absolutely true, Ken, in each and every one of the disciplines that I work. So there's two words here which I think can help us. One is it's a different qualitative level of presence. So to some degree, if we're awake, we're all here and now. But there's varying levels of being here and now. And so in each one of these states, one of the things that happens when I'm working with someone, again, whether this is Regenesis or whether it's in psychotherapy or the acting or the Aikido, is that there is a state of mind and body being, as we say, that I come into that is, I think, analogous to what athletes call the zone or flow state. Of course, it's been used quite a bit, and I think that's a very apt term as well. And I am more present. And there's another term, it's a very useful term for us. I'll try to be as specific with it as I can. And that is energy. So there's another level of energy, which is many times is a tangible thing. So, in all of these things, I've noticed this lately, is that there seems to be, a debate going on. And it comes down to this. Is there such a thing as energy, whether we call it ki or chi or prana, or is there not? And so some people will say with the Aikido, high-level Aikido is just very subtle body organization. That's what it is. And other people will say, as I do, is yes, that's true, and there is such a thing as energy. And so that's something I experience with the Regenesis all the time. And so I can feel the flow of something. And it's something that's it's flowing from the state of identity that I'm in. So it is different than when I'm just getting up in the morning or walking down the street. It is a different state. I don't know if that answers your question, but that's
a good start. That debate that you're talking about is not a new debate in my life, but it's a debate that I think is coming to a head. And the way it's coming to a head is with a change of science. I think that the science that we all grew up in that says everything can be reduced, the mind can be reduced to matter, is likenable to what science was like before Copernicus or before Pasteur. In both cases, they did their research and said there's a lot that we're missing. In Copernicus' case, the Earth isn't the center of the world. In the case of Pasteur, and his is probably more akin to what we're talking about, Pasteur was able to say, we have taught that illness comes from demons, from curses, from spells being put on you, but when you look through my microscope, you see these little microorganisms dancing around in the blood, and they're what's doing it. And with that, we've developed medicine. Now, what's coming our way is, and it's been our way for nearly 100 years since quantum physics was developed. Quantum physics initially said you can't reduce mind, you can't reduce energy to matter. They are both primaries, mm-hmm. along with matter.
Yeah.
So we're suddenly faced with a different world that now our biological sciences. What we'll learn from James Oshman is that this mysterious energy is a quantum event, and it's not in the nervous system. It's in the connective tissue, where the connective tissue seems to be organized like a semiconductor, and this energy moves at a much faster rate than the electrical impulses of the central nervous system ever could, and it's measurable. It's measurable as electromagnetic frequencies, just like radio waves are, or television waves.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that remarkable?
That's amazing.
It changes the picture entirely, where people like yourself are learning literally to tune awareness to other channels or frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys remember television in the 70s and 80s when we had UHF and VHF?
I used to watch on UHF, which was the channels above 13. They were 14 on up. I used to watch Bruno Sammartino and Lucha Libre Wrestling on Friday nights, channel 47. It was in New York, it was the Spanish-speaking station. It was relegated to some almost kind of like a shortwave-esque type of a frequency where if you didn't have the little round antenna and know how to tune into it, you couldn't find it. And it was amazing, all those channels. It was like a whole world of unused frequencies out there.
Well, I was haunted from years, from the time I was probably in high school. I had built an FM tuner, and I had dreams that said there was a switch I could turn, and there were more frequencies with more programs going on. And I didn't know what to make of this. And in a way, it was maybe precognitive of recognition that, like UHF, we have whole frequencies of information we can learn to turn the switch on and have access to, and guess what? They're us.
Yes, yes.
Our current model has said reality is an arbitrary, restricted VHF signal range, and that's all. And the rest of you is taboo, by the way. It's taboo. It doesn't exist. It's delusionary. Now we have people coming along all over the world and other cultures that haven't been told that and who can do things like Aikido and Regenesis and say there's an energy there. So my statement would be this is where science is going, but with what John's telling us, art's already there. Healing arts, performing arts, and from my experience, fine arts. John, do you lift weights?
I do. I do. I go to the gym.
Have you applied any of this to weightlifting?
Oh yes. Oh yes.
Tell our audience about.
Wait. I gotta be a PIA because we have 1 minute to the break, and I don't want him to get into this, and then for me to have to cut him right off.
Take the break early.
So in the honor of real radio, we're gonna hold that answer to the other side, so people stay tuned in. How's that sound?
That sounds
good.
Great.
Okay, so you're listening to Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio here on the Superhuman Radio Network. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's
testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Hour here at Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, Dr. Dominic D'Agostino and Patrick Arnold will join us to talk about a new spontaneous ketosis supplement. Spontaneous ketosis, these are two words that don't belong side by side, just kind of like instant karma. But they have found a way into the world of nutritional supplements, and it's pretty exciting. So later in the show. Right now we're talking with John Senche. And go ahead, restate the question so those who may be tuning in late understand why his answer is his answer.
Well, I happen to know that John lifts weights. What I wanted to do was let John take us from Aikido and Regenesis and acting, which may all be kind of unusual or remote to the experience of most of our listeners, into something we, most of us, know very well, and that's the world of lifting weights, by talking about pumping ki.
Okay. So here we go. All right. So first of all, I'd like to say I consider the gym one of my laboratories. That's where I can learn, and that's where I can work with my own process. And it's important that you do have a process, as I tell all of my students, if you want to shift from one place to another. It can happen spontaneously, but then you're subject to just operating by inspiration alone, shall we say. So it is good to have a map. It's good to have a process. So if I'm going into the gym, I can certainly approach it in a mechanistic way and say, okay, I'm using my muscles and the leverage here and isolating this muscle and, you know, and doing this many reps, this many sets. That's all fine. That's good. Okay? And what I do is I say, all right, yes, there is this very physical thing I'm doing. There's not even another person that's there, not usually. It's an inanimate object, one would say. And so I can start from there, and I can say, and, all right? So that's a little psychological term to say that's going to bridge us into other experiences as opposed to saying, but, or, well, so, and what else might be going on. So I'm attuning my awareness already so that I can change my resonance, as we were talking about before. So I start to become aware when I'm doing curls, there's a certain flow of energy that supports that. And this is the basis of, I would think, is I heard Joseph Campbell talk about what's basic spirituality. And that is that there's an unseen world that supports the more visible world and informs it. And so if that's true, then this must be happening and be available to us all the time. And so a process like being in the gym and using your breathing, settling down, it gives you a chance to shift and say, I noticed something else here. And it might be it's different for different people. So I feel energy flows. Somebody else might say, I feel different now. I'm able to smile at other people more in the gym now. I've made a shift. And they're feeling better. They're enjoying the workout more. And they can use that as a marker. So in a nutshell, that's one of the things that I do to start to approach this. There's more, but that's where I would be starting off. That give you an idea?
Yeah,
that's a good start. Tell us about doing a set of bench presses.
I would line up to the bench and everything. I would make sure my form is correct. So this is important too. I want to stress that it's both of these things. So we have form and substance, right? So form literally is you're going to do your bench press safely. And so, Ken, as you know, there's a number of things that we'd like people to do so that they remain safe in their training. So you're going to do proper form, okay? So that sort of sets a framework for me. Inside the frame, there is a flow. So that flow is something that I can begin to notice my breathing changes. I can change my breathing. I can notice my breathing change either way. So as I'm doing that, I'm starting to tune into, okay, there's a certain breathing that the bench press likes. Might be different than curls. Might be the same, but it might be different. I find it's different. And so I will use that breathing, which seems to be the one that harmonizes most with this movement and this muscle group that I'm working. So on a mechanistic level, you say, okay, so you're really working, your pecs quite a bit, your triceps, et cetera. So, and that's good. That's all well and fine. And there's a certain pump that's going on. There's a certain dynamic that's going on that you want to allow that to. A very key word for us is allowing what's already there. It's an innate process. We want to allow it. That's not something we're forcing or imposing. And this is also basic Aikido philosophy as well. So in the gym, I'm doing a bench press, I will feel there's an appropriateness to, I try to feel that, and I certainly have an idea of how many reps I would do, but I'll pay more attention to, okay, right now, 8, I was thinking 10, but my system says 10, my intuition says 10, and so I go with that, or 8, or whatever the number is. And so by following that, and certain times, then something else I'll do spontaneously, like maybe hold the weight at a certain static angle for a moment, if that feels appropriate, and, of course, if it's safe. Does that give you an idea?
What do you do with pump? Or what do you do with pain?
Okay. I'm glad you asked that. Okay. All right. So at one level, wow, this hurts. This doesn't feel good. I think I should stop. Why does anybody exercise? Okay? That's one level. But at another level, if you can, again, allow, hang in there for a bit, keep breathing, okay, what was pain, you can start to feel as a different dynamic. You can start to feel that as a different signal that's coming through. Okay, so right now, so pump feels different than pain. But I think it takes a little bit of process or even a leap of faith for somebody to especially a beginner, to get to that point where you start to feel like, okay, what was pain? I feel sensation. Okay, I can't quite label it pain anymore. Maybe I can't call it joy yet, but it's this sensation feels better than quote unquote pain. Okay.
Right.
Okay, so part of your mind-body shift is your perspective changes. And as your perspective changes, your experience of a phenomena changes.
Very definitely. I think some of us more in the bodybuilding world cultivate going through that pump pain barrier.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're interested in essentially getting close to momentary absolute fatigue, a momentary failure, where the weight is not going to budge or it isn't going to budge much,
mm-hmm.
to optimize stimulation for growth, for hypertrophy. So
well,
it depends on what you're playing.
I prefer to call that your train to success.
Right.
And embracing that, it becomes a different experience.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think for a lot of us, it normalizes that. It becomes what training is.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed one effect of that is that other dealing with pain is different. I've had root canals done with no anesthetic.
Really?
It's not necessary.
Well, it depends. If the I don't know. I have some theories on that. I think you can do that if the nerve is pretty dead already and you don't have the acute pain from an abscess or a toothache, but it becomes increasingly...
Or it may just be that I'm insensitive. I've been told that before.
But mostly by the women in your life. That's different. Okay, look, let's take our last commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more TEFR here at the Superhuman Radio Network.
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference.
Papa Biz since 1935.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with Carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing Carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
S-T-E-D.
C.
D.
Welcome back. We're talking this hour with John Senge. Why don't we give John a chance to plug his website? I know he has some lectures coming up at Mission College and also at the dojo that he trains at. John, why don't you tell people
about that? Our dojo, Aikido of Japantown, the website there is AikidoJapantown.com. You can get all the information, actually, in terms of the dojo and also references to my classes at Mission College. We'll be starting in, I think late January. We're going to be starting our spring semester there, where I've been teaching for 15 years as well. And there's also my website, johnsenge.net. J-O-H-N-S-A-N-T-O-S .net, which you can go to for more information about the acting and all the things I do. Actually, they overlap these two to some degree. One thing I wanted to say, and I wanted to put this in here, Carl, before I forget, is with the regards we're talking about weight training, and some people might think that's antithetical to the Aikido, but this is what I wanted to mention. Now, in the weight training, certainly you are moving a weight from point A to point B. You're certainly doing that using your body, your musculature, and everything. In the Aikido, while I'm always talking about, we don't have any push or pull. The muscles don't pop in that way. We're really looking for an effortless flow of what we're doing when we're doing the Aikido. Now, in my own personal experience, what I've found is that because I have in-depth experience in both of these fields, I really know the difference. So it really helps me not to push or pull when I'm doing Aikido. So that's something that I wanted to mention here as well. The other thing, though, is a very interesting experience, and I know from my talks and sharing with Ken over the years, he's tapped into this too, is there's a point where, and this is an intersection with all these things, when the acting is cooking, when the genesis is going great, the psychotherapy is going great, Aikido, everything, is there's a feeling of effortless flow. It's just happening. It's just coming through you, out of you. And this happens in the gym as well. In fact, I know Ken's had this experience as well, where that flow is so predominant that you can say, gosh, this feels... 10 reps, and that felt just, do I have enough weight on? What's going on? So that's something, you go far enough, and you can get to that effortless flow really in anything, I feel.
Yep. I think, in fact, I'll go a step further with that. I read constantly where sticking points, plateaus, are due to adaptation to training, a new routine that occurs within 6 weeks. I think that's a half truth. In my estimation, the bigger problem is boredom. and no attention is put on it because we don't give much attention to the psychological side of training. And you figure if you've been doing the same kind of training year in and year out for a long time, there's very little that's new and different, and the tendency is to become bored unless you man up to mastering your own mind, and then the training becomes highly varied, and each workout is a flow state.
Yes, yes, yeah. And that's something that I tell my students all the time. I say, well, if you want to have mastery in anything, or even really, really good competence or adeptness, you're going to have to go through that state. And don't be afraid of it. It's a doorway. It's not a stopping point. So if you want to become a good musician, you're going to have to practice chords a lot. You're going to have to do things that on the surface it may seem boring. But again, as you're saying, Ken, if somebody is willing to open up and go deeper, then it gets to a point where I think that perhaps not all the time, but most practicing musicians, I think that they have some sense, if not total well-being. They have a feeling of contentment with what they're doing. Not that they never get bored, but my guess is from talking to musician friends, most of the time, it's something that's rewarding. But
right. We've had Frank Zane on, who's talked about similar experience in winning the Mr. Olympia title three times. We've had Fred Hatfield on, talking about similar experience in training for and accomplishing the world's first 1,000-pound-plus squat. Mm-hmm. And when Michael Murphy was on, he recounted numerous examples from professional and amateur sports of essentially the same thing. But the element that you're adding to it is the difference between it sort of accidentally happening versus cultivating skillful mastery and direction of your life. Now, with that, the other dimension that you're working in that I find fascinating and maybe very new and kind of iffy to our listeners is Regenesis. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the seeming miracles you've worked that aren't miracles at all?
Right, yeah, and that's we certainly want to stress that. It's not miracles at all. It's all of this is tapping into a hidden potential. And along those lines, I'll add something else, is that many times our weaknesses are actually based on hidden strengths. I think that's
right.
Something. That's a good thing to contemplate, that right there. So this past week alone, there was a person that came to me, and she had surgery for a lung tumor. And she chose not to have chemo, and she went through the surgery and had that removed. But she had left from the surgery, though, was tremendous pain she was experiencing, and it just was not abating. And so this is over a year later. So she came to me this week for the first time, and I saw her and her husband accompanying her. And so she also said there was another, she doesn't think it's malignant, but there was another tumor developing in her breast. And so I worked on that locally on the side, just gentle touch on the side of the breast there. And also worked in the areas that were painful. And I also did work to the endocrine system, which is also very helpful with pain. And she was astounded in that, and she kept telling her husband, she says, you can't touch me at all. He says, he's touching me and even putting a little bit of pressure, and I don't feel any pain. And I said, well, you know, I want to show you something. You felt this, but I want to show you something. Now, what I know is that most people's hips are out of alignment to some degree or another. And I had her husband stand in front of me, facing away from me, and with my thumbs on the top of his ilium, you can clearly see his left was higher than his right. In his case, about 2.5 inches. So again, the process is I'm through my intention and visualization and a breathing method that I use and teach, there is there's an energy flow. We're tapping into that regenesis energy, that blue dot energy or the fetal energy, and I'm stimulating flowing that to him. Anyway, within seconds, 15 seconds, his hips leveled off. And he said the only way anybody's able to come close to that before was if it's a chiropractor who was working on it for an hour. And this happens in seconds. This happens all the time. And I showed this to his wife so that she could see something actually changing. And I guess a very, very mild touch. So again, it's because of the energetic inspiration in his system, and his body corrects its own self. And so I have this is another case of a woman who also had a breast tumor, which disappeared during a session. And I have that documented by a doctor's note. He did not say Regenesis did it, but he did say he described it to a T, and about a cubic centimeter mass. He found it. He sent her for a ultrasound, but in between she came to me. And the ultrasound showed that there was nothing, and of course we knew that it had just disappeared. Now, when it disappears, where does it go? I've had many talks with my teacher, Robert Rasmussen, the founder of Regenesis, about this, and it could be absorbed into the body, but another thing that Bob would say is that the character of the cell changes, and again, like we say, that's quite a dramatic shift, but I think that's actually a better explanation of the phenomena. I've had people come in who had old injuries. This one woman, she was 28 years old at the time. At the age of 11, she'd been in a horrible automobile accident, and she always walked with a profound limp and a brace on her right knee, and her whole body was twisted. So in her case, and again, everybody's different. Some people, it takes numerous sessions to produce the same results. But in her case, I worked on her for an hour and a half, and our mutual friend who had brought her was a witness to all this. Her body straightened out. She could never worn her brace again. And I had to actually take about 10 minutes to teach her how to walk, because now she has a very straight leg as opposed to one that's impaired. And I met her parents a few months later, and they thanked me for the work that I did for her daughter. And they said, well, you know, it's really amazing. You know, her legs are even now, but one used to be shorter than the other. And I said, well, I guess it was from the automobile accident. And they said, no, she congenitally had one leg shorter than the other, but they're even now.
Wow.
So, I could fill another hour with stories like these. Again, just this week, another woman had oral surgery. She had had, in her case, not pain, but numbness through her mouth and tongue, and the taste was being compromised. And so, three sessions with her, and she's almost 100% now, and she's just really astounded. She was sent to me by her sister, who came to me because she had Bell's palsy, and that corrected within two sessions.
Hey, John, yes. we have to end this interview. I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. And I'm sure
thank you for having me.
Ken will have you back on in 2015, I'm sure.
I'm looking forward to that. Great being with you. Great being with Ken.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you.
Okay.
And happy holidays to you both. Thank you very much. We've had an incredible year, Carl. Thanks for facilitating and for bringing us into the vision.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for all your hard work, too, Ken. We'll talk soon, okay?
All right.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other end as we talk about supplements that put you into a spontaneous state of ketosis with Patrick Arnold and Dr. Dominic D'Agostino.
Block.
dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. The next generation of spontaneous ketosis supplements. The words spontaneous and ketosis side by side just don't look like they belong. Just kind of like instant karma. But thanks to the genius of Patrick Arnold, it's a reality today. How you doing, Pat?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good, good. You hate all that fanfare when I call you a genius and stuff like that, don't you?
Secretly, I love it, but I'll tell you that I hate it.
Okay, good, good. And then, of course, we're being joined by the straight man in this team, and that is Dr. Dominic D'Agostino. How you doing, Dom?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Okay, so it is true. I mean, when I wrote this byline for today's show, the next generation of spontaneous ketosis supplements, These are two contradictory terms. You don't think of the ability of finding your way into a spontaneous state of ketosis in an over-the-counter supplement, a usual thing. Wouldn't you agree with that, Dr. D'Agostino?
Yeah, that brings, it's a pretty novel compound here, and it has a lot of advantages, and we're looking at not only the therapeutic advantages to rapid ketosis, but also the performance advantages.
And we're going to get into all of that. So, Pat, let's go back to you for a second. I mean, there in your laboratory, you have epiphanies, you see opportunities, and you make them happen. The first generation was KetoForce. Why not just stop there? Why KetoCana? And then we'll explain the differences.
Well, I wanted to make a powdered product originally. Powdered products are superior to liquid products for many reasons. For instance, KetoForce is 50% liquid, so when I ship a case out, you're shipping 50% weight in water, and that costs a lot of money. Powdered products are more transportable for users. Powdered products, you don't have to worry with stability, pH, and whatnot. But fortunately, the combination that I originally wanted to use, sodium to potassium, the properties of the potassium salt were such that they could not be dried. They just picked up water from the atmosphere too rapidly. So I settled for a 50% solution.
Now, there were other issues, too. And I've tried the new product, and I've tried the old product. And the old product, regardless of your personal constitution, had the possibility to upset the stomach a little bit, right?
It did. It more so than the current, the KetoCana with the calcium.
Yeah, the KetoCana I've taken when I got a jar from you when you were sending out some samples, and literally took a couple scoops through to my mouth, swallowed it down. Not only did I not feel like I was going to have any issues with my stomach, but it actually tasted very pleasant, which was counter to the KetoForce.
Well, the BHB salts, be they calcium, sodium, potassium, are all very alkaline. So if you drank KetoForce straight, you would be downing a pretty alkaline solution. That alone might upset your stomach. So normally we tell people that drink the KetoForce to, you know, try to mix with something acidic to bring the pH down, to make it taste better. It won't upset you as much. However, we couldn't really make the liquid into an acidic product because it would require, it's just too difficult. You have to add so much acid to the water, and then you'd have to have issues with preservatives and pasteurization and whatnot. So we're selling it at its high pH. It's pretty self-preserving.
Right.
Yeah. But adding the, or being able to dry it down to a powder, then enables me to add solid acid, such as citric acid, flavoring and whatnot, and little stevia in the right amounts, so that when you mix it with water, the pH is low enough that it tastes good. I got the pH down so that when it mixes, it's around 4.5, and you won't have as nearly the GI upset.
Now, Dominic, I'm sure that you've tried KetoCana all along through the process of development, right?
Yeah, we tried it, you know, by itself, and also tried mixing it with various things, and we're using it right now in a number of different projects.
Can you go ahead and pick up the handset, Dr. D'Agostino?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, man. That's
much better.
Big.
Is that better? Okay.
Yeah. Because I was afraid that people thought you might have been on the moon talking to us for a second.
Sorry about that.
Okay. So, are there any distinct differences besides the fact that it's a powder, and besides the fact that it's very palatable? And I say that. I mean, I can throw it in my mouth and swallow it down with a splash of water, and it's fine. Are there any other advantages that you gained by going to this new formula, Pat?
Well, the only difference, really, as far as active ingredients go, is that we took out the potassium salt and added calcium salt. I don't really know if they're one is better than the other. Some people may want cut some potassium. Some people may not. It's a personal choice.
But what about I was thinking, and I may be really far off base with this, but, you know, calcium channel activity is very important to contractile force and muscle. So does the addition of a calcium salt help maybe to feed that reaction at all?
I'm not sure if that mechanism is so dependent upon dietary calcium intake. That's not my field.
Okay. All right, so, Dominic, what about you? What have these changes presented in benefits with the new product versus the KettleForce, and especially from a clinical standpoint and some of the research that you're doing?
Yeah, sure. Well, convenience is one thing, obviously, right, when in a powder form. I think the limitation of KettleForce and other ketone products that may emerge is tolerability. Palatability too, but tolerability, like what's the GI threshold, I guess, and that's definitely higher with this product. And we've done some, you know, dose response studies that look pretty nice, and we're also blending it with different things, even like branched chain amino acids. Amino acids are good buffers too, so you can blend it with a variety of things. It's pretty reliable data that when you take a ketone supplement, this in particular, that you do get a rapid 10 to 15 minutes an elevation of blood ketones that correlates with a decrease in blood glucose. And the data that's emerging now, even with IV ketone salt administration, there's no change in insulin. So that's an interesting observation, that you can suppress glucose, your blood glucose and hepatic output of glucose, just by elevating your blood ketone level. So I'm interested in the therapeutic potential of that, or applications of that. And neurologically, you know, this could be a really effective supplement. I study CNS oxygen toxicity, and ketosis, nutritional ketosis, is a pretty effective means to prevent or delay the onset of oxygen toxicity seizures that are a limitation for Navy SEAL divers and even hyperbaric oxygen therapy. Your limitation is oxygen toxicity. Ketosis is a way to mitigate that, and the ketogenic diet, you know, to get into ketosis, you're talking 24, 48 hours. If you can do that in a matter of minutes with a supplement that tastes good, that's a huge, you know, advantage. And
nutritional ketosis is not easy either. There's a lot of people who think they're eating a ketogenic diet, and then when they find out that even the small amount of protein or carbohydrates that they're eating are actually derailing their ketosis, that, you know, again, I know so many people who say, and me included, I mean, until you and I, Dom and Pat, and we started doing these interviews, there were times where I said, well, I eat a ketogenic diet. And then I realized, well, I'm not. Unless you're eating, you know, three times the fat to one time the combined protein and carbohydrates, you're not eating a ketogenic diet. Most people eating high protein diet think they're eating ketogenic diet.
Yeah, I define it, you know, a ketogenic diet, by virtue of the name, is an elevation of ketones. And, you know, you really have to measure ketosis to determine if you are on a ketogenic diet. And it's going to vary between individuals. You know, there's some high-output athletes, individuals that I know that get by with daily. They get by with about 100 grams of carbs. My lifestyle is pretty sedentary compared to that, so I really need to keep mine under 50 for sure. To maintain a level of ketones 1 millimole and above. So it's going to vary per individual. And like you mentioned, Carl, it's most people eat too much protein or don't really understand how many carbs they're eating. and it's kicking them out of ketosis. They're kind of in limbo. They might go in and out from time to time. But sustaining nutritional ketosis is tricky to do until now.
Yeah, exactly. And we're going to talk more about how this fits into the scheme of people who want to leverage a ketogenic state. We're talking right now with Patrick Arnold and Dr. Dominic D'Agostino. We're talking about Prototype Nutrition's new product, Keto Canna. It is a powdered supplement that will put you into a state of ketosis and make ketones present in the bloodstream in 10 minutes. It's unheard of, and it's available now. We'll explain how you can get it as soon as it's released. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoForce is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoForce and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back.
Look, brother, the
There's a new groove. It's called Keto Canna. All right, welcome back. We're talking with Patrick Arnold and Dr. Dominic D'Agostino. We're talking about Prototype Nutrition's new product, Keto Canna. It is a spontaneous ketosis supplement. Is that okay for me to say, Pat? I kind of made that up on the fly this morning.
I don't know if that's an accurate way to put it. It's spontaneous kind of means that it comes out of nowhere. It's unexpected. It just happens. Basically, we have ketones in a jar, and when you take them, they raise your blood ketone levels.
Okay.
It's just sort of like having glucose in a jar. When you take them, your body absorbs them, raises your blood glucose levels.
Okay, so real quick, because I want to get this out of the way up front, when will Keto Canna be available? When will you start shipping it, and how should people expect to be able to buy it?
It is available now. It may be out of stock. We are making it in small quantities and selling it on our Prototype Nutrition site. And availability, I think it is available right now if you went on there. It's prototypenutrition.com, and you look for Keto Canna. We're starting there, and then when we are able to make large enough quantities, we're going to sell it under the brand Keto Sports, and it's going to go out to distributors. It's going to end up, you know, hopefully on, you know, websites like Nutrition and NutriPlanet and whatnot, and to people like Europa, and then in stores everywhere.
So, okay, let's talk about performance now, that you know, since we're talking about Keto Sports. How could a ketone product like this be used to enhance performance? And whoever wants to jump in and speak to that is welcome to do.
I'll let Dominic do that.
Okay. So with aerobic performance, would probably be the first thing to talk about. May only be the only thing to talk about given the data that's out there. It's known that you can derive more energy, more work per given oxygen molecule through the metabolism of ketones relative to glucose. So in experimental models and also some anecdotal reports in humans. So the implications of that are that, you know, prior to exercise, you could consume, if you elevate your blood ketone levels, you could get into a rapid metabolically enhanced state. And some of the work evolving from what we're doing is showing that when you elevate ketone levels, you're also increasing adenosine levels, which would, you know, dilate blood vessels, get more oxygen, more substrate to the working muscles. We're actually doing some experiments on a wound healing model, ischemic wound healing model, and showing an increase in blood flow in ketosis. So that's on the order of about 20% to 30% increase in blood flow with ketones. And that may also allow you to enhance your recovery ability, recovery between sets, recovery from, you know, a continuous bout of exercise. So that's energy to the muscles, but also there's a neurological aspect of it too. So supplying a steady stream of energy to the brain may mitigate some of the central effects, central fatigue effects associated with exercise. It may also enhance or preserve cognitive function under stress conditions, and perhaps when there's an oxygen debt. So, and one of the things that we're looking at too, in addition to conditions where there's an elevated concentration of oxygen in the blood, also looking at cognitive effects under hypoxia, right? Could have implications for space flight, for just being at altitude, mountain climbing, things like that.
So a lot of these things you're talking about occur when someone is in a state of nutritional ketosis, right? Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Just stay with me for a second. But we have an opportunity now to create ketosis in situ, so to speak, right? So let's say you have somebody who, in a 24-hour window, they're not in ketosis, but they can selectively put themselves into a state of ketosis using this product. From a performance standpoint, let's look at an aerobic and an anaerobic athlete. how do you see Ketocana being used? Could Ketocana be used? Because I'm thinking Pat's want, he's going to be selling this stuff, but I see people with pre-workout supplements who maybe being in a state of ketosis for those the period of time that you're training, but not all day long, would actually present the benefit. So they'll want to add Ketocana powder, maybe unflavored, to their pre-workout supplement. I'm sure you've thought about that, right, Pat?
Yeah, that's kind of the way I use it. I don't do the ketogenic diet all the time, and I just want to elevate my ketones before my workout. And that's really sort of how I'm angling the marketing of it. I mean, I'm trying to emphasize the fact that you don't have to be a ketogenic dieter, and that
right.
this is really meant to elevate ketones for about the, you know, at 2 hours, 2.5 hours, which is the duration of a workout. It's to give you a superior energy substrate. It's, it can replace carbohydrates. You know, obviously carbohydrates will promote the release of insulin, which will inhibit fat burning, and ketones don't, from my understanding, ketones won't stimulate the release of insulin calorie per calorie to the extent that glucose will. And not only that, the ketones that you don't burn, they circulate around in your system. They don't go, I don't really think they have an efficient way to go to body fat. I think you pretty much just pee them out. And you know that doesn't happen with glucose. The glucose that you don't burn, you know, it's going to go, and it doesn't get stored as glycogen, it's going to get stored as fat.
Right. Ketones don't have that ability. So, Dr. D'Agostino, from that standpoint, how would a bodybuilder use this product to put themselves into an in-situ state of ketosis around their workout, for instance?
Well, that's something, you know, we really want to explore and we want to study in depth. But I think this could potentially be like the creatine for aerobic performance too. So, but also help you recover from an oxygen debt between sets, for mm-hmm. example. Mm-hmm. So that could be an application. I know from personal experience and from the results in the lab that this elevating ketones will cause appetite suppression. Maybe suppression, appetite control would probably be a better term. And when you're at a calorie deficit, and if you're trying to make weight or, you know, reduce your body fat, alter your body composition anyway, you're usually trying to, you know, limit calories to some degree, and you're going to get hungry. And if you're on a carbohydrate-based dieting situation, you're going to have fluctuations in blood glucose, and those dips in blood glucose are going to trigger an increase in appetite that's uncomfortable for many people. Elevating and sustaining your blood ketone levels can mitigate much of that. So from a pre-contest dieting situation, I think that the ketones can help tremendously with to control your appetite. Ketones also have, and I think their evolutionary function is for having an anti-catabolic effect. Mm-hmm. So as a metabolic substrate, it is telling your body, you know, to preserve its skeletal muscle.
See, I see this supplement as the regular combustion engine vehicle to the hybrid. So in other words, now you have a battery backup too that you carry with you, and it's called Ketocana. And so you want to train, you want to have all this strength, but maybe you want to run on battery power a little bit too from time to time to recover faster. And I see this as allowing humans to become hybrids. You have two preferential fuel sources. One that was very elusive now is no longer elusive. You can get it running through your bloodstream very quickly. What would you say to that statement?
Yeah, metabolic flexibility. So I think you're exploiting that with your ketones. I'm glad you brought that up because people will contact me and it's like, well, if you're taking ketones, are you using, you know, stop using glucose? Is it one or the other? No, it's as you mentioned, kind of a hybrid scenario where there's elegant studies showing that if you do add ketones to the system or elevate them in your blood, it will spare glucose. It'll spare your glycogen levels.
Yeah.
And that's really a fat-adapted, keto-adapted athlete will be able to spare their liver and muscle glycogen for extended activity, thereby, you know, preventing the bonking, right? So they can go farther. So I think you're really exploiting the body's ability for metabolic flexibility. And
yeah, it makes perfect sense.
It's because these are new products, it's yet to be determined what would be the best way to exploit it. You know, what's the dosages that would be used, under what...
Well, I want to talk about... We have to go into this break. I want to talk about dosing and also maximum amount that you can take in a day. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filtered Pitcher Filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly Filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR pack. Package discount and free shipping.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores, and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Okay, so we're talking with Patrick Arnold and Dr. Dominic D'Agostino about Prototype Nutrition's new product, Keto Canna. I've tried it. I like it. In fact, I tried it on days where I was attempting to eat less, and it does stave off appetite and hunger. So, Pat, what is a recommended serving size? How many scoops?
One scoop.
Okay,
We had to look around to find that one scoop that pretty much gave the same amount of BHB that you get from the one serving of KetoForce.
Okay, and how many servings can a person use a day? Because this is a calcium and a sodium, so obviously they're kind of in the realm of maximum amounts that you should take safely in a day, right?
Yeah, but even one serving only really has a little over 50% of your recommended daily intake for sodium. And a lot of people get that, or a lot more than that, from just a meal at a fast food restaurant or something. So,
no, I agree.
You know, if you look at gut sodium intake, a lot of people can handle a lot more than, you know, what the RDI says you can. The limitations, I think, probably not so much the mineral load, I mean, for a normal person, but probably just the tolerability of your stomach to all the salts. But I think somebody can easily take three servings a day. I mean, I've taken two servings at one time and fine. Well, not really at one time. I might take one serving and then drink the second one over the course of another hour or an hour and a half.
I wonder how this would affect sleep quality. You know, a lot of people who have metabolic disorders have problems sleeping because they experience periods of hypoglycemia during night. And I wonder if having a source of ketones would actually get them to sleep better.
I think that's a great question for people that are dieting, because one of the worst things when you're dieting is just being hungry, just having your blood sugar low. It stimulates adrenaline release, and you know your body's in that state, that restless state. It could possibly. I don't know anyone that's personally that has tried it and documented.
I'm going to.
If it helps.
I'm going
You're
to.
You're going to.
Yeah,
okay,
we
have a volunteer.
All right, we have a volunteer right here. We have an idiot. I mean, we have a volunteer. All right. Okay, a question for Dr. D'Agostino. We know that fasting can both present ketones in the bloodstream, but also the phenomenon of autophagy, which has a lot of benefits, we understand, in ridding us of metabolic debris. Any indication that the presence of ketones in the bloodstream could actually have an effect on the body's ability to rid itself of metabolic debris?
Yeah, there's more research. Before I begin, I think more research needs to be done in that area, but a lot of the emerging data is supporting the role of ketones, beta-hydroxybutyrate, and the benefits of fasting. I mean, there's the effects of beta-hydroxybutyrate on gene expression, for example, on elevating antioxidant enzymes and mimicking the effects. We've known calorie restriction to be a pretty potent form for the cell to kind of reset its metabolic machinery and even stimulate autophagy. Ketones seem to mimic many of these effects, not as a classical metabolic substrate, but actually through epigenetic regulation of gene expression.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something, it's a fascinating field that metabolites can be a powerful epigenetic modulators. And beta-hydroxybutyrate seems to be a key player, one of the real powerhouses in that area of positively altering gene expression to confer protective effects and possibly longevity.
Is there any evidence, and I turn this over to both of you, is there any evidence that the presence of both dietarily induced glucose in the bloodstream and ketones simultaneously would allow the body to run preferentially on ketones and store the glucose in muscle, let's say post-workout?
From what I understand, Dominic, correct me if I'm wrong, the heart and the brain tend to be a little more preferential for ketones over glucose, right?
Yeah, muscle saturation for ketones is like 1, maybe 2 millimolars in athletes. So really getting levels above 2 millimolars as far as enhancing muscle is not. But with the heart and the brain, I think saturation kinetics somewhere around like 5 millimolar. So you know, you won't get any benefits above that. Probably if you're getting over 4 or 5, you're causing a metabolic acidosis that needs to be compensated for. So that you'd want to adjust the dosages there. But the heart and the brain are really the two organs that are most positively influenced by ketones. And a lot of the research has been done on those organs.
When I first tried Ketocana, I have to tell you that because of the lack of GI issues, which allowed me just to focus solely on feeling something, I had a sense of mental euphoria, clarity, almost feeling excited, but not, I don't know if ketones affect dopaminergic response, but I was fasting one day. I had planned on fasting. I had gotten it. I thought, oh, great, I'm going to throw a scoop of this in my mouth. I came to the studio, and I really felt like I had taken something with a nootropic effect. Has anyone else said that to you, Pat?
Well, it's been known for centuries or thousands of years that fasting, you know, once you're through the initial adaptation period, results in a mental clarity and sort of a euphoric effect. I mean, that's why a lot of gurus and whatnot, religious types, would recommend fasting for
clarity, yeah.
For your spiritual clarity and your general overall health. And that probably has a lot to do with your brain becoming more efficient, relying on ketones. Your brain runs very efficiently on ketones. Some people, their brain doesn't run so well on glucose, sputters and whatnot. And when they put ketones into their body, it revs up a bit. And I don't know if you probably could see this in some sort of scans or whatnot. You see ATP production go up, and then circulation might change in some certain ways. It's a complicated issue, but I'm sure there's all kinds of stuff going on in the brain when it switches over to ketones.
This would be an ideal supplement for individuals who are suffering from memory loss as a result of Alzheimer's disease. We know that the ketogenic diet can actually halt the progression of Alzheimer's disease and improve cognitive function. So this sounds like a logical supplement for those individuals. Am I right, Dr. D'Agostino?
Yeah, that's a big market there, too. So I think that as we age, we get impaired glucose metabolism in the brain, and ketones may play an important role in restoring normal brain energy metabolism. As you increase the levels of ketones, even in a normal, healthy individual, the reliance of glucose for running the metabolic machinery of the brain will decrease. But you know, your brain will adjust to whatever metabolic demands are there. But if there's impaired glucose metabolism through a deficiency in glucose transporter, I think the GLUT3 transporter is found in neurons. And also enzymes like pyruvate dehydrogenase complex, PDH, are deficient in people with cognitive disorders or Alzheimer's. Ketones bypass PDH in the metabolic pathways and can generate energy independent of that enzyme system, which is the rate-limiting enzyme system for generating energy from glucose. So ketones fit very nicely into that application of a cognitive enhancement formula. And when I take it, I notice that I feel more lucid, I'm calm,
yeah,
stimulated, but it's nice to have a non-stimulant,
yes,
form of stimulation. Although I think it may be a potent, it may be able to potentiate some of the stimulants out there. So, you know, one thing could, if you take oral ketones with caffeine or some of the nootropic agents like
I'm thinking nicotinic acid, believe it or not. I know people are going,
yeah,
why that?
Yeah.
Nicotinic acid also shifts the body's preference for fat and glucose. It also has the ability to improve cognition by reducing thrombotic index and making blood blood cells literally line up and pass faster into small blood vessels. It has some ergogenic effects. I'm thinking of stacking it with maybe 250 or 500 milligrams of nicotinic acid, believe it or not.
Yeah.
I know. And then I'm going to sit at home and scratch my entire body as I turn into the lobster man. But anyway, all right, let's do this. One last break, and I'm going to take this discussion someplace that you probably haven't thought of, but maybe you have. I'm hoping you have. Stay tuned.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Patrick Arnold and Dr. Dominic D'Agostino about Prototype Nutrition's new product, Ketocana. It's really a great product. I love it. I got to be honest. I got two full bottles of Keto Force. I just couldn't handle it, and because of my gut. And so here's the angle. So here's something interesting, Pat. I my audience knows about this because I talked about it recently. I started to suffer from something called silent GERD, which is inappropriate closure of the sphincter. The hiatal sphincter muscle, allowing some small amount of stuff in my stomach to seep up and get into my saliva and cause a sour taste. And I've corrected it through dietary means, no Prilosec, no Nexium, none of the other BS that they wanted to give me. But during the period when I started to discover this was one of the days that I was fasting. Now, normally fasting made the symptoms worse. That's counterintuitive, but I understand why. Because when your gut is in trouble, it starts to devour itself when there's nothing in there for it to eat. The days that I took Ketocana, my symptoms went away, which made me start thinking about small intestinal bacterial overgrowth phenomenons and those types of things. And the fact that we know that sugar and starches feed bad, quote-unquote, bugs in the gut. And I'm wondering if one of the solutions to digestive issues is not to use a product like this, because I have a strange feeling, I haven't seen any studies about this, because obviously these products haven't been around for very long, but that they don't, the bad bugs don't eat, they don't survive on ketones. Now, I know that, I mean, I'm put, look, I don't have the letters after my name or nothing, I'm just connecting dots here, but this has been my experience.
Well, keep in mind that KetoForce and Ketocana are both loaded with buffers. I mean, these salts, these calcium, sodium, potassium, BHB salts are strong buffers. So one possibility is that they're keeping your stomach pH within a range that's not so low that it you experience the burning or the irritation in that sphincter area.
Okay. Okay. Any thoughts on this from a digestion standpoint, Dr. D'Agostino, that maybe just like cancer cells, the bad bugs in the gut don't survive when ketones are all they have to eat?
Yeah. One area that really needs to be explored is the effect of the ketogenic diet on gut microbiome, but the effect of just straight up ketones on the gut microbiome and how it influences it. And it's not an area that we're actively doing. It's an area that I'm interested in and I read up on, but it's not something that we're actively studying right now. But although we want to determine, you know, how ketones can alter the gut microbiome. As Patrick mentioned, though, I mean, this is the mineral formula is almost like taking a Tums, a ketone-laced Tums.
Okay.
They are, minerals are excellent buffers, as are some amino acids, too. So you can have that effect going on.
And I didn't think about that. I didn't think about that. You're right. I totally forgot about the calcium component and the sodium component.
I have a question for Dominic along these lines. Do ketones? I know when your body is in a ketogenic state, obviously they're made in the liver. They circulate in the blood. They go out through the urine. Is it in a natural state? In other words, do your intestines ever get exposed to significant amount of ketones in a natural state like they would taking these supplements?
Not nowhere near the concentration it would be if you're taking in a supplement like this. You know, if you drink blood from an animal in ketosis, you know, you're getting some ketones there, and even muscle tissue of animals and even milk.
Eggs and milk have ketones in them, yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit, but nothing like what you'd get with a supplement as far as a concentration. So, yeah, that does bring up I have a hunch that there's going to be a positive shift in the microbiome, for lack of a better terminology, that there's going to be favorable changes in the gut microbiome with oral ketone administration.
I suspect it as well, because, you know, one of the dietary approaches to correcting small intestinal bacterial overgrowth is to create a medical grade food that completely digests and absorbs in the stomach and doesn't even make it into the small intestine, so that the little buggers down in the small intestines who are waiting for food to come go, hey, nothing's coming. And so, you know, amino acids and starches that digest in the gut get absorbed there, starve everything downstream. I have to believe that in an intrinsic value of ketone supplements is that, but I have a feeling, I have a suspicion that an extrinsic value of ketone supplements is that these bad bugs don't survive when all there is to eat is ketones. And the only thing I have to point out is these bad bugs thrive on starches and sugars. And what is the antithesis that we're talking about here of starches and sugars? Ketones. So just from that standpoint alone, and again, I mean, I may be really off base here, but I just have a suspicion. Let's plug the product again. It's the Christmas holidays. Santa is working as hard as he can. He probably needs some ketones under the tree instead of those cookies this year. So people can go where right now? Prototypenutrition.com?
Yes.
And order Keto Canna. How much is a jug?
She's off the top of my head. I think a jug is 75, I think.
Okay. And how many servings are in a jug?
Roughly 16.
There you go. Okay. So, you know, Patrick is the quintessential lab guy. He doesn't pay attention to these kind of things. The price may be different than that. You should go to Prototype Nutrition and check it out for sure. This is a great product. I give it 2 thumbs up. In fact, I'm going to be using it periodically through the holiday on the days that I don't eat to give my gut a break from the festivities. But it's really, really a great product. I like it a lot. Anything else we want to talk about before we pull the plug?
Hey, Carl, are you going to volunteer for the Keto Force enema experiment?
No, yeah, I haven't heard about it, but that sounds right up my alley, Pat.
Well,
thank you so much.
Our last topic, I was just thinking of this is the one more thing you could add to the research base.
If we could do that
regarding these ketones,
to get rid of the coffee bean enema and go right to the Keto Force enema, huh?
Right to the Keto Force enema, but that don't use the key, but make sure you pH adjust it too. I don't want you to get scarred down there.
Yeah, no, I don't want to be scarred down there. I'm already scarred mentally and spiritually. I don't need my innards to be scarred as well.
Yeah, that's the trifecta.
Hey, Dr. D'Agostino, I have a theory. I know that you put a lot of time in obstructive sleep apnea, but and it's rampant in this country. I have a feeling that there's a linkage between gut issues and obstructive sleep apnea. We see a rise in hiatal hernias and people with a lot of these gut issues. Why wouldn't the flesh at the other end of the tunnel be affected too, the soft palate in the back of the throat?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a tremendous connection there with sleep apnea and just gut health.
Yes.
I mean, clinicians tell me that all the time. And I think you can find definitely a correlation in the literature on that.
Snoring has gotten better since I've gotten my gut issues under control. I had to give up caffeine, alcohol, and all grains. That was the hard part. I was addicted to Afrin. I had a cold turkey that and not be able to breathe out of my nose for a week. But I did it, interestingly, I used Afrin on one nostril and let one recover. It took a week, and then I stopped with the other nostril. So I always had one nostril to breathe out of. But the Afrin, when it drips down the back of your throat, it damages the microbiome in your gut. And so I was doing all these things, and my stomach was a mess. And fine, it was distended. It felt terrible. But it's finally I give myself another couple months. I'll be back to 100%.
Were you congested, Carl?
Oh, my God, yes. Yes, that was from the silent GERD I found out as well. That, you know, the hydrochloric acid coming up in your saliva inflames all the tissue. That's where I came in with the theory about the soft palate, because my nose was being affected.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Carl, did you ever get hiccups really bad?
No, I never, ever get hiccups. Never.
Yeah, that's the bane. I have GERD issues. I've had them. I mean, I've been taking medicine since I was a teenager, and I'm on those proton pump inhibitors, and I get kick-ups sometimes for the last of days.
Really?
They just knock me out.
How do you sleep? You can't sleep, I guess, right?
You don't. You either hope, so you kind of have a half sleep, or sometimes during sleep they will go away. Sometimes they'll stay there the entire night. But I just have to avoid stress. I have to avoid certain
things.
Yeah,
good luck with that one. Tell me how you do that one. I tell you what, I'm waiting for them to legalize medical marijuana in Kentucky, and I'll be avoiding stress every day right after the show. Me and Bill Maher.
Yeah, I'd like to give that a shot again if Illinois ever does it.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, guys, I want to thank you for being on the show today. I want to wish both of you a very, very happy holiday.
And, thanks, Carl.
And Pat, I'm going to email you because I need to get new banner ads, and we need to write a script for Keto Canna to break out in the new year, okay?
All right, great.
All right, guys, take care.
Bye.
All right, so there you go. Great product. Go to prototypenutrition.com today. Get your jar of Keto Canna. Check it out. It's great stuff. Also want to thank Ken O'Neill for the first hour, Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio. Please go to transevolutionaryfitness.com to learn more about him, and John Sench for coming on the show. Also, his website is actually John, it's santos.net, so you can learn more about him. And we will see everybody tomorrow. Tomorrow is the last Casual Friday of the year. It's going to be a party here at the helm of the Superhuman Nation. We'll be right back. No, we'll be right back tomorrow. Sorry about that.